Praise God, youth. It's wonderful to be in the house of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
First of all, I want to thank Andy and Andre and David to give me an opportunity to share the Word of God. So many emotions and so many memories in this place. I used to be a leader over here in this youth, and I remember, just like you guys, sitting in this place, and I was thinking, man, some old guy is talking to me and saying, you know, I used to be in your shoes. Well, I want to say that I used to be in your shoes, and praise God, God has given us the opportunity to live and grow in the Word of God. First and foremost, I want to say that Jesus loves you. I want to say that because sometimes people forget. People forget. Maybe you haven't been told that Jesus loves you. You know, we hear that word and it's so cliche, but it's true. Jesus Christ, He loves us. You know, we see it on the billboards. We see it on the bumper stickers, t-shirts. For most people, that has lost its meaning because people say it, but they don't mean it. But God really means it. God loved us so much that He gave His one and only Son so that you can spend eternity with Him. Praise be to God. His Son, Jesus Christ, suffered and died on the cross so that we can be with God forever. I want to open up to Isaiah 43, verse 1. I'm more of an expository preacher, so Andy, I will try to keep it short. Isaiah 43, verse 1. But now, O Jacob, listen to the Lord who created you. O Israel, the one who formed you says, do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. Praise be to God. Brothers and sisters, I want to remind you that you are God's child. You are God's son and daughter. You are His. And God, He could not bear to spend the rest of eternity without you and me. He had a plan of action that was set in motion from the creation of the world. From the moment of creation, God was thinking about you and me. Before the creation of the world, God had a plan of redemption. I'm going to open to Isaiah 6:8. And we're going to be reading, there was a council in heaven. There was a council, and God, the Lord was asking, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And Jesus replies, here I am, send me. Jesus Christ, He willfully chose to die for you and me. Praise be to God. And we all know the famous verse, John 3:16. I'm not going to read it. Everybody knows. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Today, we have everlasting life through Jesus Christ. Today, we have salvation. And Romans 5:8. It says that Christ died for us while we were still sinners. I'm going to actually read that so I'm not. But God showed His great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. Before we were made right with God, before God came, before the creation of the world, God knew the sin was dwelling in us. And He died. He chose to die for you and me. Praise be to God. Through the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we are adopted. We are sanctified. We are justified. We are redeemed. And we are restored by the blood of Jesus Christ and by the power of the Holy Spirit. Praise be to God. We became sons and daughters of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords because of Jesus Christ. We could call out to our God and say, Abba, Father. And I also want to read Ephesians. This is going to be Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19. I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe him. Understanding the incredible greatness of God's power. We don't fully know and we don't fully understand the greatness of God's power. But that power, it's working in us to bring us to salvation. The same Holy Spirit that raised Christ from the dead is working inside of us. It is changing us. It is molding us into the image of Christ if we allow him to. If we abide in his word, the Holy Spirit makes us more and more like him as we are changed into his glorious image. Youth, you have so much potential, so much untapped potential in you that you don't even realize. The same Spirit of God is in you, each and every one of you. The same Spirit. Not a different spirit, but the Spirit of God dwells inside of you. And I love what Jeremiah says. This is Jeremiah verse 20, verse 9, chapter 20, verse 9. But if I say I'll never mention the Lord or speak in his name, his word burns in my heart like fire. I'm worn out trying to hold it in. I can't do it. Youth, let me ask each and every one of you a question tonight. Does his word burn in your heart like a fire? I don't know about you, but I want that fire. I want the power of the Holy Spirit to move in our youth and in our Slavic churches. I want the Spirit of God to move in our lives just like the day of Pentecost. I don't want to be a lukewarm Christian. I don't want to go through the motions as that song goes. I want a revival. I want the Spirit of God to burn inside our hearts and change us for the glory of God. Amen? Every day, we are in a spiritual battle. And the fight is for our lives. We live in a time when the forces of evil and darkness are attacking. You see it everywhere in the news, the media, society, and culture. We feel it in our spirit, and the Holy Spirit inside of us is groaning. The Holy Spirit is waiting for Christ's return. As the scripture says, the devil is like a roaring lion, and he's looking for anyone to devour. My question for all of us here tonight, are you ready for the fight? Are you ready to put on the full armor of God? Are you picking up your sword? Are you picking up your sword and using it daily? Today, we need the Holy Spirit more than ever. Today, we need the power that comes from God. Amen? I'm going to close. This is my word of encouragement. I'm going to close with Ephesians. Everybody knows this, but I'm going to remind each and every one of us here tonight. Talks about putting on the full armor of God. Ephesians 6:10. A final word. Be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers, authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so that you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will be still standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet, and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. My challenge for all of us here tonight is to seek a closer relationship with Jesus. May we continually seek Him and seek His presence. May our hearts burn for Him. Like Jeremiah says, the fire burns inside my heart and I cannot contain it. May that same fire burn each and every one of our hearts tonight. May it burn. May we be on fire for God. May the Holy Spirit work in our lives. And may God bless each and every one of you. I'm going to be closing my sermon. I just want to say thank you for all the youth that came to my in-laws' house. As many of you have heard, you know, my family, my extended family has experienced the tragedy. My brother-in-law passed away. And we appreciate all the youth that came to our house. It was very comforting to my parents. It was very comforting for my wife. We felt the Spirit. We felt the presence of God. So I just want to thank you. And we're going to have the celebration of life at New Tacoma Cemetery. It's going to be May 7th. It's going to be on a Tuesday night. And so please come. 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock, New Tacoma Cemetery. And then the funeral is going to be on May 8th, which is a Wednesday, 12 o'clock at New Tacoma Cemetery. Thank you, and God bless you.